Ready, set, podcast! Welcome to Old Fashioned Finance, the podcast that mixes cocktails and high finance. I'm your host, Caleb Frankert, and I'm joined by my good friend and fellow money muddler, Jason Burnell.
Caleb, can a podcast about finance be entertaining?
Not without alcohol.
All right, let's mix it up.
Woo!
100.
100, it's here.
Goodness. On our way to 101.
Yeah. I never thought we would get here.
No, gosh.
We need to keep the excitement
up.
We
do.
Yeah. You know what? This is
a big
100th
deal.
Episode.
It is.
Here, you know what? I'm just going to brag a little bit because most podcasts fizzle out after 7 episodes.
Yeah. We've quadrupled that.
Are way more stubborn than the average podcaster.
That is 100% true.
100 is going to be a theme for us today.
Oh, yeah.
So 100, this feels nice. This is going to be a different style. We're going to touch on some finance stuff. But
not a lot.
We're going to have a little more fun with the drink. Maybe some icebreakers. You know, we talked about this a little bit. A lot of our clients that listen already know us.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, though, when I talk to folks, and we just met with a ton of people over the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
So we need doubles.
Doubles.
Yeah. But it's interesting. The clients that listen to the podcast, they'll say things like, you know, I was listening to the podcast and I never knew this about you, or I never knew that about you.
Right.
And so we've got some icebreakers and kind of some fun questions, Q&A for this one. Mm-hmm. We would have loved to have listeners come in and do a Q&A. That was the initial plan. And then we turned around and realized that our 100th episode recording was scheduled right at the end of 2 weeks of wall-to-wall meetings. And Well, we didn't plan this very well.
We didn't, no. And when we started recording 100 episodes ago, we certainly did not look and see if it was at the end of
I wasn't checking the calendar to see how it went up against Surge.
So maybe next time.
Yeah, so
maybe 200.
Episode 200, yeah. that's going to be our goal.
Something like that. Yeah.
So,
man, 250. Woo.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll get there.
Maybe we'll celebrate at 150. We'll see.
Okay, yeah.
At this point, 100 was really a big goal of ours.
It is, yeah.
And now we're here, so I don't know if it gets easier or if it gets harder. We'll see.
Yeah, I feel like we should be cueing some sappy Sarah McLachlan music or something.
Well, we're not dying.
We're celebrating
at the animal shelter. We're celebrating. And what better way to celebrate? Jason, it's also, for bourbon drinkers, a national holiday.
This is awesome.
So this just worked out really, really great because not only is this our 100th episode,
mm-hmm.
but we are celebrating the Bottled and Bond Act.
Yes.
Which this episode will come out after the fact, but today
That's
it's
okay.
March 3rd.
Just roll with it, guys.
Yeah, March 3rd, 1897 was when the Bottled and Bond Act went into place. And so there were a lot of shenanigans when it came to bottling this this whiskey juice here. People were getting sick and dying. Yeah. Distillers were putting tobacco juice and they were putting chemicals, all kinds of stuff in to give it that color. There wasn't a lot of regulation. So, you know, if you listen to our podcast and we talk about legislation, taxes, things like that, a lot of times we go, man, the government's really overreaching here, right? Maybe this wasn't overreach, but the Bottled and Bond Act was a big one because for a lot of people who, you know, whiskey drinkers, what they wanted to know is where is my whiskey coming from? How is it made?
What is in it?
Yeah, and just how potent is it, right? So the Bottled and Bond Act, there are some requirements, but these are distilled under federal supervision
in
federal warehouses.
Right.
At least 4 years old.
Yep.
From the same distilling season. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily that it's got to be a single barrel, right?
Right, exactly.
But from the same distilling season. So you can really, with Bottled and Bond, and I keep picking this bottle up because, you know, this Henry McKenna 10-year single barrel is a Bottled and Bond whiskey. Quite popular one at that.
Yep.
If you can find it, you should probably pick it up because chances are somebody's looking for it. But this one in particular is barrel number 11,648, barreled on July 15th of 2011. So this is a single barrel too. You can really pinpoint if you want to. If you wanted to walk through the Rick House at Heaven Hill, you could find right where this was at.
Right.
The Colonel E.H. Taylor, which actually we should mention that Colonel E.H. Taylor is the one who pioneered this whole Bottled and Bond Act. So
yeah, I mean, and this is just a cool looking bottle. But again, Bottled and Bond.
Yeah.
100 proof. Got the tax stamps on top.
Yep, that used to be a requirement. It's not anymore, but these two have stuck with it, and I think it looks awesome.
Yep.
So yeah, that's a really big. There aren't. I'll put it this way: there in recent years have been a lot more bottled and bond whiskeys that have come out. Mm-hmm. For a little while, it was kind of a, I don't know, you didn't see a whole lot of bottled and bond on the shelf. But, you know, I think of some of our regulars, some of our all-time favorites. I think Evan Williams bottled and bond. I think Old Granddad bottled and bond. As far as rye, there's Rittenhouse bottled and bond. Mm-hmm. We love, love, love E.H. Taylor. Yeah, it's good stuff. That's another one, by the way. We're spoiled here.
Yeah, well, it's 100 episodes, man.
We have to break out the fun stuff, right? Yeah. So if you ever see these on the shelf, pick them up.
You'll never see this on the shelf.
And if you decide you don't like it, we'll take it off your
hands
for you.
So, exactly. No, we were lucky enough to get some of this, and it's a fun way to celebrate.
Absolutely. The stars aligned. 100 episodes, 100 proof, one proof point for every episode we've
done. Yeah.
So we're not mixing
cocktails. So by 200, we're going to be drinking moonshine. Well,
White Dog, right?
Yeah, well, whatever. Maybe that's an idea.
I don't know if we're going to make it. We're not going to make it out of episode 200 if that's the case. So, all right, we would normally do a cocktail and share a recipe.
Yeah.
I thought it would be more fun. We talked about what we're going to do here. Because what are you going to say is worthy of episode 100? Well, it's old-fashioned finance. We got to do old-fashions.
Exactly.
But we've done brandy old-fashions. We've mm-hmm. done rye old-fashions. We've done smoked old fashions.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We haven't done bacon old fashions, but we've done maple old fashions.
We thought about it.
We're going to do old fashions today, but this is where some controversy comes in. Jason and I do things a little bit differently. I make old fashions a certain way. He makes old fashions a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to mix them up the way we like them.
That's right.
It's going to be fun. And
then you could try it at home.
Absolutely. This is one where you get to see us make the drink. I don't know that we've really done that since we added YouTube and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
While we're doing that, mm-hmm. I guess, you know, we can get into, how about this? You want to make yours first? And I'll ask you some questions.
Absolutely.
I'll try not to distract you too much, Jason.
So I'm not going to explain. I'm going to just do it.
Yeah. And I'm going to point out what I think is weird and wrong about what you're doing.
Whoops.
And then you can do the same whenever I make mine.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So it is Bottled and Bond Day. What is your favorite Bottled and Bond bourbon?
Ooh.
And I'll tell you mine, by the way, too.
But I'm probably going to go with what's sitting right in front of me.
The E.H. Taylor?
Yeah. It's hard to beat.
Small batch? Single barrel?
I'm probably going to go single barrel. That's probably the best. And I've never had a bottle of that personally. I know you have. And that's how I tried it. I mean, it's just...
It is really good.
It's just so good. And
I mean, that's up there for me as far as favorite whiskeys in general.
Yeah. You know? I mean, and I actually was going to say that. Like, that's probably in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's special.
Yeah. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is fun. This has been a fun journey over 100 episodes. We really didn't know a whole lot about bourbon or cocktails.
This is a 2-ounce jigger, right?
Yes, it is. Well, we'll see, won't we?
That's what I'm doing.
We've learned a lot along the way. We probably still know next to nothing, but we know a lot more than we did. Jason, throughout this journey, bourbon or rye, if you had to, what's your ride or die? You got one bottle, and I'm not asking you to pinpoint one bottle, I guess, but one spirit. Are you going with bourbon or rye?
I'm going with bourbon.
Why?
So, I mean, rye is good,
mm-hmm.
but I really like, I prefer the smoothness of a bourbon compared to the prickliness of a rye. And some ryes for me, and we've talked about this, dry my palate, like where it's like just all the moisture in your mouth is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare, but it does happen. And I guess other people have this happen too. So,
And some people like that, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just not my preference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So bourbon over rye.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to stay, and by the way, here's where I guess
the controversy starts.
Some of the controversy can start. That's a healthy, good 3 dashes of orange bitters there,
right?
I like
the bitters.
And you prefer orange bitters in yours.
I do.
That was one of my questions, actually. So let's do that. Favorite bitters.
I actually prefer Watkins over our traditional.
For aromatic bitters, you like Watkins over Angostura?
Yeah, but they have an orange bitter too. So that's something that I think in the next 100 episodes, we should explore bitters.
Oh, we could have a lot of fun with bitters.
Yeah, because I think it's when you get online, man, what I just did.
Even making bitters.
What I just did
a black
was
hole.
Super controversial.
Did you put your sugar
cube in? Is in there.
Okay, so you shake your sugar cube. You don't muddle it down.
Nope.
All right.
I'm going to shake it.
While you're shaking it, shake it like a Polaroid picture.
The problem is this other thing shake when I shake this.
Everything. I guess I didn't answer my questions and I said I would.
So our studio audience is losing it right now.
They're trying to keep it quiet. I have to agree with you on favorite bottled and bond. I really like the E.H. Taylor single barrel, and I just secured another bottle. Lucky, lucky me.
I know. Gosh.
Bourbon or rye, though? Man, my ride or die is rye. My ride or die. I'm going to go with rye. So I love bourbon.
In this, I would not usually use like crushed. I would use a
big block.
A big block. Yeah. But I'm going to do what we got here. So. Okay.
Don't take all the ice. I need to make one too, you know.
That's all right. The fridge is right over there.
So you picked bourbon over rye.
Mm-hmm.
I like the prickliness over the of the rye. I like a really... you know what? Drink it the way you like it, buddy.
All right.
And I'm going to make my own. See how foamy it is?
Love it.
Are you going to garnish with an orange peel?
Yep.
Okay. There's the little peeler. I like the prickliness of a rye. In fact, I thought about doing a rye old fashioned here today.
Mm-hmm. I know. We were debating.
But I didn't. I wasn't sure if I should open up a new bottle of Willet for that. So anyway, I like that. In fact, I really like the spiciness and this is going to sound weird, the pickly kind of flavor you get from rye, from a really good rye. So,
okay, so now I'm being picky.
Okay.
Grab me those cherries over there.
You're okay. This was going to be another question as far as old fashions go.
I do make
cherry or no cherry.
I always use a cherry, and I've been known to put the cherry in the shaker, and this will come out almost pink.
Yep. Kind of like the brandy old fashioned where you muddle it all together.
Yeah,
almost.
I like that.
All right. So you picked bourbon, Jason. Let me ask you. I'm going to dive into that even more. Weeded bourbon or non?
I do like weeded bourbon.
Do you like weeded bourbon better?
I think I like weeded bourbon better.
Okay.
I do.
So
yeah.
Here's
it's interesting.
This is
it's
where
like, it's like to me that's like bourbon almost rye bourbon.
Well,
rye,
like a high rye.
Yeah.
You're replacing the rye with wheat, essentially.
Yeah.
Which everybody says makes for a smoother, maybe even sweeter tasting whiskey. I got to be honest with you. This is where I might be wrong. I feel like the wheated bourbons taste a little hotter and I get more of a grainy flavor. I grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. Like it reminds me of a dusty bin. I get that somehow.
Oh, yeah. No.
So Weller is a really well-known wheated bourbon. Yep.
That would be like if anyone doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Trying like antique 107 with just a regular bourbon, you'll know right
Larceny
there.
Is another one.
Larceny,
that's a weeded bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely different. I tend to actually go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... But it makes sense because I like rye, so I'd rather have rye, a high rye bourbon.
Yep.
But anyway,
exactly.
Some of these are going to be pretty easy,
I
think.
For you.
Well, I'm going to finish asking questions, and you can ask me questions while I make mine.
Man.
All right, vodka or gin? We're not talking old fashions.
That's funny.
Well?
It's gin all day long.
Why?
Oh, gosh.
Two words. Gin I'm looking for two words.
Vodka sucks.
There you go. All right. Dry or dirty?
See, I'm not a martini fan.
At all?
At all.
Okay.
Zero.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Shaken or stirred?
Shaken.
Well, you just shook an old fashioned.
And most drinks.
Which is wrong. I have been known to shake a Manhattan, which is also wrong.
I like him. I like my Manhattan shake. Shookened? Shaken?
Well, it kind of gets a little frosty. Yeah. Shaken. Shaken.
I like
stirred.
That. Look, it's calmed down.
Neat or on the rocks?
I love ice.
So when you're trying a new bourbon, you're trying it on ice?
I really like it on ice, yeah.
Okay, I'm a neat guy.
I know.
By the way, I'm a dirty martini guy, too.
Yeah.
Vodka, I don't even need to answer that question. Forget vodka. It's gin all the way. In fact, it's not a martini if it's vodka. It's a vodka martini.
That's right. That's right.
And the dirtier, the better, as far as that goes.
Yep.
Okay. Give me all the olive brine and extra olives, please. This one you answered for me. Simple syrup or sugar cube? You went with sugar cube.
Always.
You told me your favorite bitters was Watkins Aromatic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, along the same lines with an old fashioned, smoked or not?
You know what? I like them both probably, but I'm probably not going to do a smoked old fashioned very often.
Okay.
I do like it.
It's a nice little treat once in a while.
It is. And it does change the flavor profile. I think I like them both about equal, but I'm probably going to do just the traditional old fashioned, just the way I just did it.
Cool.
Not traditional.
It's a nice treat. You answered one question for me because I was going to ask you cherry or no cherry.
Cherry. Yeah, definitely. And I'm not, I would like never, ever eat a piece of cherry pie.
Really?
No, I don't like
unless
cherry.
It was made with Luxardo cherries, then it would be an expensive pie.
It would be like a $300 pie.
Yeah, now, there's an idea.
No, this.
What do you get the man who has everything for Christmas? A Luxardo cherry pie,
and I might not like it. That's the sad part. No, I mean a Luxardo cherry is just so different. We've had this discussion, and we have a couple variations on cherries, but Luxardo.
Yeah. If you're going to celebrate 100 episodes, you're using Luxardo.
Yeah. So
I would say always in a Manhattan, but almost never in an old fashioned for me. Unless I'm smoking my old fashioned and I'm using cherry wood, then it is kind of nice. And then I might even throw some cherry bitters in too.
Yeah. Yeah. And we tried that. You made one with cherry bitters.
Yeah. In a normal old fashioned, not a big fan. It kind of reminds you of those Luden's cough drops that numb your throat.
Anything that is like a fake cherry taste, I'm out. Yeah. I think that's what happens when you have a piece of cherry pie. It's like fluorescent, you know, maraschino'd, blah. Not good
Jolly
for
Rancher.
Me. Jolly Rancher. Yeah.
Okay. Well, right, I'm going to start making mine. You want to fire away with me, I guess, with some questions for me?
Okay.
And I'm just going to explain what I'm doing as we go, too, by the
way. I'm going to not do the finance ones yet, okay?
Okay.
Because these are fun.
First of all, I'm doing 2 ounces here of bourbon.
Yep. Exactly.
I've got my ice. I'm pouring it directly. I'm building it in the glass, as you would say.
Yes. Yes. All right. So, ready?
Yep.
What's the one old person thing you do?
I'm very regimented. I'll put it that way. If my routine is messed up, I am just not a happy
You're
camper.
Cranky.
I get cranky.
You do?
I get crusty real fast.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Okay, so you're kind of like a go to bed, same time, get up, same time.
Yes.
Walk the dog.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Everything in my life is regimented. And yeah, if it's not, boy, I'm a bear.
Yeah. For me, I am not. I'm probably.
You like variety.
I'm a... You know,
sometimes throws me off so much.
Yeah,
Jason.
Sometimes I get up in the morning and shower. Sometimes I shower at night. I do eat breakfast every day. That's regimented. I mean, go figure around food. I mean, look at me. I'm a reflection of who I am.
I'm putting a quarter of an ounce of simple syrup in. You know why? I like the taste of the sugar just fine, but I don't like the grittiness that it leaves behind.
That's why I shake it.
Well, okay. Agree to disagree.
So one old person thing that I do, I'm trying to think of this.
Is 3 dashes of Angostura aromatic bitters an old person thing?
No.
1, 2, 3.
I'm
one for good.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is funny that we are definitely heavy on the bitters.
Yeah, it's
across
fun.
The board. Yeah. So, old person thing, I go to bed early.
Well, okay.
Yeah. My wife gets mad. It's like 9:30.
So, you're flexible with when you get up.
Yeah.
You sleep till 7 sometimes, don't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get crazy.
Lucky you. How do you do that with 7 kids?
Yeah, I don't really. All right. Do you prefer to drive or fly?
Oh, drive. No questions. I'm a control freak. I don't know if you know that. And actually, I spent so much of my career driving everywhere.
Yeah.
That it's how I process things. So,
like it for your brain?
Yes.
Time.
I do. Okay. And I enjoy seeing new scenery, which I guess you can get that too when you fly. But I used to drive an hour to work every day regardless of which office I was going into, but it helped me to ease into the day and kind of think through the problems that I thought could pop up because I live in hypothetical world, right? And then, you know, I had an hour of decompressing. When I got home, I wasn't carrying work stress with me then.
Okay,
so,
I get it. Yeah. So I'm definitely a fly guy kind of guy, and I'm an adventurous dude, so I like to travel. And hey,
cheers.
Congrats.
To 100.
Yes. I'm almost half done. I'm going to make another one, just so you know.
Maybe I might be crazy and do a rye old fashioned. Oh, see, that's so good.
If we both had the same reaction. Like, oh.
All right, sorry.
It's been a long week.
More questions.
Yeah, so I like to go all over the place. So flying is definitely in my forte.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What song do you sing in the shower?
I don't.
All of them? You don't sing in the shower?
I don't.
I'm not surprised by that.
I used to,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember what I sang in the shower, but I don't. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Everybody's still sleeping when I'm in the shower.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That's how my house.
What do you sing?
All kinds of stuff. And I do sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have the voice of an angel.
I do. I know.
Some have called you the songbird of our generation. Not your wife.
Yeah, exactly. I like new music. So I like all old, new, everything. So it's probably just the latest thing that's stuck in my head. And I do like, I'm a sucker for that catchy, like
poppy hook. Yeah.
And
I get you.
It gets stuck in my head. So
this is kind of an interesting commentary on this. I don't sing in the shower. I also don't listen to music in the car most of the
time. That was my next question.
And I love music.
I'm not surprised by that.
I play music. I play guitar every day.
Right.
Music is a huge part of my life, just not in the car.
That's really...
I listen to talk radio.
Really? It's so bizarre.
You know what I think it is? I like the distraction. I like the noise in the background, but I'm able to actually think and process when I'm listening to boring talk radio. If music's on, I get way too into it.
Yeah, you're like listening for all the little nuances.
Yeah,
right?
Like
right?
I'm listening to what I appreciate, like with timing and different things like that. Yeah,
so
I'm
just
weird.
Too dumb at music. So maybe that's why I listen to music in the car. And I truly like new music, and mm-hmm. I'm a kind of a rock folky kind of guy.
Oh yeah, and so, I like all kinds as long as it's good.
Yeah. So I definitely listen to music in the car.
Okay.
Do you kiss your wife goodbye?
Every time. Every Love time. And good night.
Good. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
It's the right answer.
I'm weird. Like, I just always think, what if?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would remember if I didn't.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you don't want to regret that.
Nope.
Yeah. There you go.
You too?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Unless I'm really pissed at her. I'm just kidding.
But that never happened.
Well, she is an angel.
She doesn't do anything to make you mad.
Never. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Oh. Hey, didn't we do this?
I think we did, but we did. But I kind of stole some of those.
I can't remember.
I came up with some
new
ones, though. Telekinesis.
Telekinesis, Kyle.
That's telekinesis, Kyle.
Mind bullets.
Sorry. Yeah, mind bullets would be cool. Yeah. I think healing power.
Oh, man. You just ruined mine. You made me look like a bad human.
I'm clumsy. I healing power would come in handy.
Yeah, you're like, I trip a lot. I need to break my fix my broken leg. What was your first concert?
Oh, that's a good question. My first real concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not like at the Skylark or something like
that. Yeah, no.
First real concert. Oh, man.
I'll answer mine. Smashing Pumpkins.
That's awesome. That's a great first concert.
1995. I don't know. I'm guessing
you know what?
Somewhere around there.
Jason, I can't remember my first concert.
You know, mine was probably like, honestly, I think I got drugged to like a New Kids on the Block concert when
Ooh.
I was a kid. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I was just thinking Milli Vanilli. That's wrong.
I could probably tell you what my last concert was easier than my first concert. I've gone to a lot of concerts. What was my last concert? I think it was Dwight Yoakam
Ooh.
With Old Crow Medicine Show.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That was a good time.
I remember that.
That was a good time. So that just goes to show you. I like all kinds of music.
Yeah.
That's like 90s country, but he's kind of rockabilly.
Yeah.
And then Old Crow Medicine Show is straight up hillbilly, no shoes.
Yeah. Folky.
Yep.
Down in the hollers.
Love
it. Love
it. Good stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Good stuff.
Do you sing to your kids?
No.
They might be live in our studio audience right now.
You know what, though? I don't sing in the shower, but I sing all over the house during the day.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't sing to them.
Yes.
I sing at them.
You're singing at them, whether they want it or not.
You sing to your kids?
Yeah,
do you sing them to sleep every night?
Every night.
That's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually songs that are probably not that appropriate to sing to your children.
Yeah.
But that's
90s,
okay.
90s alternative rock and grunge.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nothing says like go to sleep like screaming Jeremy from Pearl Jam.
There was a band called the Juliana Theory back in the day.
Yeah.
And they had a song called You Always Say Goodnight.
Oh.
And it was a great song. It had this cool piano riff sort of. It was very... When it got to the bridge, it was very Pink Floyd-esque, and you know
Ooh.
I'm a big Pink Floyd fan. And the singing is just over-the-top theatrical, and I used to sing that when it was bedtime.
Mm. Interesting.
Maybe they'll remember that someday.
Yeah, I sing like a couple Ben Folds songs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's some sad ones
Our
in
kids
there.
Like Ben Folds.
Yeah.
That was a concert we went to that was a few years ago
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it was.
But.
Yeah, awesome. Well... That was kind of like my icebreaker.
Okay, I like it.
I didn't know the answers to any of those, except for one.
And we worked
except
together.
Except for one.
And we've known each other for a decade plus.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of knew your answers. You know,
I'm kind of predictable.
My love language is cocktails, and so I know your answers. I already
funny.
Know when I'm going to make you a
your
drink what you like.
There's That's like... That is a book title. My love language is cocktails. We should write it.
Okay.
Trademark. Blue Jay.
look for the old-fashioned finance cocktail book on shelves soon near
yeah,
you.
Yeah, my love. The best soup is whiskey.
Well, we're almost at the point where we would normally cut one of these episodes off.
Oh, crap.
I'm not super concerned about time, so I am going to get... I'm going to throw a couple of questions
All right.
there.
All right. Here we go.
This one borders on both... just kind of an icebreaker and finance a little bit. Not really a lot. If you were not a financial planner, Jason, and I've, by the way, I've only known you as a financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
I do know the answer to this one, but I don't think everybody else does.
Right.
If you were not a financial planner, what would you be?
I would be a carpenter.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
100%. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I've built lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
And scratches a strange itch that I have. I don't know.
I don't have that itch. Not even a little.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of told, we had a after hours for Chamber here.
Yep.
And
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. I told story about my grandpa, and he was definitely a carpenter by training. And
that was a great story, by the way.
Yeah. And it just like stuck, you know, the smell of varnish and mm-hmm. sawdust and cigarettes. I mean, tobacco.
Oddly, we'll just say tobacco. Oddly a nice smell.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just in there.
Okay. Another one I have for you is, if you didn't get to live in this great state of Ohio, which, by the way, mm-hmm. Monday they were calling for 8 inches of snow today.
Yeah.
Then it was like rain. 5 inches of rain, and now they're calling for
saying weather.
Yeah. March in Ohio. So if you were not living in Ohio, you had to pick another state to mm-hmm. live in. What state and why?
Wow. You know, that's gotten harder. I think in my naive view, I would probably have said Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I really like Florida a lot. My second choice would probably have been Texas, but I'm pretty sure I'd move west.
Yeah.
Wyoming. Probably. Yeah.
So it's funny.
Yeah.
Because I would have always said Montana or Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask you, why Wyoming?
For me, it's the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, they have winter.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the seasons.
I don't mind that.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what makes it extra beautiful?
What?
No people for miles.
It's too people-y in
it's
Ohio.
Too people-y around here. Yeah.
No, I mean, I do like, I mean, I live on 12 acres now, and, you know, like, I have that space, but man, when you're out there, it is like an out-of-body experience. It's mm-hmm. just great. I think your faith life expands. I think you realize what's important. Yeah, I don't know. I've been out there a lot more in the last, you know, 3 years.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'd pick. Even with the weather.
We would probably end up being neighbors out there.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even plan it and be like, ah, oh, I came here to get away from you.
Yeah, we worked together for how long? Now you're my neighbor.
So this one's a market one, and I have a lot of fun with this. And then I do have just a few fun
some of these are probably going to steal some of mine.
What's your market prediction for 23?
Oh my gosh. Come on, man.
Everybody that listens.
The answer is yes.
Wants to know.
The answer is yes.
Okay. All of the above. Up, down, sideways.
Lots of volatility. Lots of volatility. I'm going to put that out there like, duh. And somehow positive.
Me too. I think things are going to look up towards the end of the year.
Isn't that
we're
crazy?
We're going to find ourselves positive.
We're going to find ourselves.
I think we're going to find that the economy is more negative.
Yeah, I agree with that. But the market's already priced it in.
Yes, I agree. Cool.
Wow, that's good. We hadn't really talked about that.
Can I throw a couple more fun
sure.
this or that and or questions?
I've got some of them too.
Active or passive?
Definitely active.
Okay.
We disagree on this one.
Not,
I don't know that we
always.
Disagree.
Not always.
Areas of the market make sense to be active. Certain areas make sense
sure,
to be passive.
Sure, but if you got to pick one, active or passive, you're going active.
Yep.
I'll probably go passive.
Yeah, I know.
Small cap or large cap?
Small cap. Easy.
I knew it. And I would probably go large cap.
I know.
All right, this one's just fun because there's no winning here. Crypto or NFT?
Oh my gosh. That's not even fair.
That's like saying craps or roulette.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'd probably go NFT just because it's a perverted thing that can't get more perverted. You know, like
at least maybe you have something to look at when it's all said and done. Like
yeah,
artwork.
I bought the slam dunk I don't know. It's NFT.
Me too.
I guess NFT.
Craps or roulette.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Exactly. Ready for mine?
Oh sure.
A nudie or CD?
CD.
Good. I can still like you.
Okay. Well, no. Not for this episode.
No. I think you're right. I think your answer was right, actually.
Right now?
CD. Okay. Open your statements or throw them away?
Throw them away.
Yeah. I like that.
Especially right now.
In other words, you're not obsessing.
No.
Okay. That's some
In fact, I'd
advice.
Like to see. I'd like to see that I'm down more.
Interesting.
I had one client actually in this last week about our age,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about the markets and where they've been, where they're going, and you know what he said, which was great, and I used it in every appointment after that. He said, I wish it would be down for another 10 years because I'm putting money in right now. That's the attitude to have.
That's amazing.
Yep.
The best line from a client this week, he said, and John gets all the credit in the world, it's like we're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. It's really. A good analogy. We're in a traffic jam, but we're still going there. Yeah, we're still on the right road.
We don't know if there's construction. We don't know if there's a wreck. We don't know if the tunnel's closed. We just don't know.
Yeah.
So $5,000, you invest or buy a guitar?
Oh.
I knew I'd hit you here, like right in the feels.
Well, if I'm maxing out my Roth IRA and I am hitting my 15%
goal,
and my emergency funds funded, mm-hmm. and my sinking funds are in good shape, if my wife is saying and or, I'm buying the guitar, baby.
All right. So you just made me think of Office Space.
And by the way, that is an investment.
Okay? And what's his name?
I'll tell you what Samir, I do, man.
Samir. What? No.
Samir?
Not going to work here anymore. Uh-huh. He's like, I'll tell you what I do. I'd buy some good growth stock mutual funds.
Yeah. Yeah. Samir Naina Naja.
That's right. Good job. Yep. Nahini Naja. How hard is that?
People in this country cannot pronounce growth stock mutual funds. Yeah. No, if I'm funding my savings goals, you got to have fun. I'll never regret the guitar purchase.
I love it.
Regret it.
All right. 401k match. Always on. Pay off debt.
Always on.
I knew you were going to say
Look,
that.
Dave, I love you. We're talking Dave Ramsey.
Yep. I think I might gauge if it's like 20 grand of debt, I'm probably going to say leave it on. If it's 100,000, I'm probably going to say,
you know, he talks about getting gazelle intense. Yeah. If you can flip the switch, get really aggressive, pay off the debt, then do it. But I don't like leaving free money on the table.
Save for college or let them fend for themselves. I'm just kidding. Cash flow. Kids are sitting over
cash
here.
Cash flow. Because this is so hard. I had this discussion with a client yesterday. They said, hey, should we be putting this much more into our retirement fund or should we haven't made a contribution to the 529 in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you. There are so many variables with, are your kids going to get scholarships? Are they even going to want to go to college?
Mm-hmm. Especially nowadays.
What factor for inflation do we really put in here? I don't know. And if the government starts forgiving all the loans, do you think that colleges are going to say, okay, we all learned our lessons. We're going to lower tuition. No way, man. That's giving them permission to just go crazy.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm all for cash flow. Help as much as you can and mm-hmm. no more.
Yeah. I'm in the same.
That's how you don't finance $40,000 a year at a private university for underwater basket weaving, aka keg stands.
Yes, really. My college view is really developing. I'm not into the re-education of my children. I've worked really hard for the last 18 years to make sure my kids are good.
Yeah.
Okay. I want them to be faithful followers of Christ. It's just that important.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want them to do is go to college and teach them something else.
Reprogramming?
Yeah. Not going to happen. So I don't know. Cash flow. I want them to get skills. And
yeah, because chicks dig dudes with skills.
They do.
Computer hacking skills.
Yeah.
Nunchucking skills.
Yeah. Money laundering. drug dealing. Nunchucking? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Napoleon Dynamite.
Nunchucking. That's right. That's right.
Girls want a guy with skills.
Nunchucking. That's awesome. I forgot about that part. Yep. Oh, and I use that line of Tina. My wife's name is Christina. So
Christina.
Also, not a funny joke.
It's okay. Funny for some people.
Yeah, exactly. Quit the stable job or do something crazy.
It depends on where you're at.
I'm asking what your future is.
Well, is this a stable job? Okay.
Most days.
In all life,
depends on what
honestly,
you're drinking.
Jason, there was a time when coming here seemed like the crazy idea.
I know.
And I would put it this way, by keeping bills low, by keeping debts low,
mm-hmm.
I will always say that I was flexible. Mm-hmm. I always took less money for better opportunities,
right.
And in a short amount of time, financially, it ended up being a better opportunity anyway. So we work for a long time. I understand that sometimes you go to work, you put your head down, you get through it,
mm-hmm.
work sucks. You keep in mind what you're going to work for, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay if that's what. But if you have the option to pursue something that you love and you enjoy, you're probably going to do it better and make more money.
Yep, especially if the environment for doing what you do every day is better.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I'm not saying take stupid chances, but
no.
Put yourself in a position where you can say, all right, I'm going to take a chance.
Right.
And I'm not going to be ruined if it doesn't work out, but at least I'll know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Emerging markets or don't invest?
You know I don't want to say emerging markets, but I have to say emerging markets.
Okay. I mean, long term, yeah.
That's the toughest question. Seriously, yeah. Long term. Got to keep long term in mind.
Yeah, these are fun arguments we have when we do our due diligence.
Yeah, like, arguments.
They're not. They're debates. No. They're debates. Sometimes we leave like, man, that was
no
stupid.
One's thrown a chair yet.
Not yet. We should try that. Maybe that'd make it more interesting.
It would, definitely.
Yeah. You know what, man?
Cage match due diligence.
Yeah. This has been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Congratulations on 100, man. Me I didn't too. Think we would get there. I want to say thank you to everybody that's been with us from the start.
Yeah.
And if you just picked up, I want to say thank you to you too.
Right.
Thanks for everybody that makes this possible. There are so many times that we looked at this and go, it's a lot of work. Is it really worth what we're doing? Mm-hmm. Should we stop it? And we've had enough encouragement from listeners, from clients, and now viewers,
right,
to not stop this thing. So I'm really proud of this, Jason.
Yeah.
100 episodes is really awesome. Gosh. Everything from here, man, is the Luxardo cherry on top.
I know, exactly. Yeah, and I think when we first started doing this, I think this was always kind of the goal, getting to the 100, you know?
There for a while, I will tell you, just getting the next one done.
A number of times we're like, this isn't worth it.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't ask this very often, but help us out.
Yeah.
Share this thing.
Yeah.
Five star us, thumbs up, you know, whatever. All the ways for us to promote this a little bit more. I hope we're giving advice that is something you can take and run with.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's just like adding hopefully some like real good advice to a confusing world.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not apply to you, but it may at some point.
Yeah.
So yeah, don't forget about us. I mean, this is a really fun thing we get to do every week.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime we've really thought about being done, it's been too sad to let it go.
Yeah, it's like, well, when else are we going to drink? Because we won't do it.
No, but we've
mandatory
also had
fun, man.
We've had really good encouragement at times where we've thought, all right, maybe it's played out, right? But if you have been positively impacted, let us know. Not because we want to hear how great we are.
No,
I mean, that's,
no,
not that at is all. Nice. If you want to tell us how great we are,
I mean, I'm not going to say, oh, please stop.
But if it's helped you, you know, we want to know. And we have gotten some of that feedback mm-hmm. that kind of makes us think we can't stop this thing. It's too much fun and it's doing good. So
right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're on YouTube now.
Mm-hmm.
You
can see us now.
All the podcast platforms, you know, we're trying to put good information out there, not just about drinking. At work,
and
even though we are advocates for that,
if you can, right?
Yeah,
100 episodes to kind of figure out the format. They should all be better from here on out.
That's right. All right, man.
All right, let's wrap it up, Jason.
This
for the 100th time,
woo!
Thank you for having a drink with us this week. It is time to close out the tab. If you have a question or a topic you want addressed on the Old Fashioned Finance Podcast, be sure to email us at podcast@bluejfg.com. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to share the show with someone you love or just someone who needs a little money muddling themselves. You can stay up to date with the latest action. See, I had to screw it up on the 100th, right?
Good as a charm.
By following us on Facebook, Old Fashioned Finance is brought to you by Blue Jay Financial Group. That's BlueJFG.com and produced by Podastery Studios. Thank you, Podastery Studios, by the way.
Yeah.
We've been your hosts, Caleb and Jason. We love you. Cheers.
Awesome. Congrats.
Blue Jay Financial Group, LLC. Blue Jay is a registered investment advisor registered with the state of Ohio. Registration does not imply a certain level of skill or training. The presence of this advertisement on this podcast shall not be directly or indirectly interpreted as a solicitation of investment advisory services to persons of another jurisdiction unless otherwise permitted by statute. Follow-up or individualized responses to a consumer in a particular state by Blue Jay and the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation shall not be made without first complying with jurisdiction requirements or pursuant an applicable state exemption. All verbal and written consent on this presentation is for information purposes only. Opinions expressed herein are solely those of Blue Jay unless otherwise specifically cited. Material presented is believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations are made by our firm as to other parties' informational accuracy or completeness. All information or ideas provided should be discussed in detail with an advisor, accountant, or legal counsel prior to implementation.